So when the church does events, show up to them. If you want to learn how to preach, don't just be like, oh, I just want to have a lazy Tuesday or whatever, and maybe next two months from now I'll learn how to preach. You should come to the men's preaching nights if you want to preach, and come and learn how to preach. That's what those nights are for. It's not just so you can get up and rip on the queers or something, or, you know, preach your hobby horse. Start preaching something that's simple that you need to learn. You know, maybe a doctrine that you know really well, and then you get up and preach it. You know, and that's how you get better at preaching. It's not just about getting up and being flashy and preaching a bunch of complicated sermons, because when you only got 10 minutes to preach, that goes fast, doesn't it? Who's preached at the 10-minute sermons? Yeah, it goes fast, doesn't it? Like you're just, and point number one, oh, time's up. It's like, oh, man. I was just about to say something really good, too. You know, so I know how that is. So when you're preparing something, just prepare something simple. Maybe just a one-point sermon and make your point, or three really quick sermons. Look at verse number 21. It says, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men. See, people that are able to do the tasks. See, I used to coach football, and I'm talking about American football, all right? And I coach football, and everybody wants their kid to be the quarterback. It's like, why isn't Johnny the quarterback? It's like, because he sucks, you know? Sometimes someone's just not the right person for the job, you know? So why isn't he the running back? Because he's slow, he can't run, he can't catch, you know, like what? What am I supposed to do, put the worst person at the job? That's just not how it works in the real world. Does your boss promote the worst people? Well, that can happen. But usually the most worthless people are management, right? So it's like they can't work. Maybe they could just, you know, do something, watch people or something. I don't know. But, you know, the Bible says we're supposed to provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers over thousands, and rulers over hundreds, and rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens. So obviously our church isn't that big where there has to be rulers over thousands and things like that. But you know, God wants there to be strong leaders. It's not just one leader here. There's one leader that's the boss here, but there's other men that lead in this church, isn't there? And so, you know, Brother Ian is looking for people, and I'm looking for people to step up and be leaders. You know, because Moses had to have guys that were good leaders, but it says able men. Not men that can't do the job, able men.